Hi, wherever you're listening to me, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is today's Tech Briefing. Some of the world's top AI experts, including Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, have signed a short statement with the aim of making it easy for everyone to understand the risk of extinction of the human race due to artificial intelligence is very real. Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority, alongside other societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war, the statement reads, published by the Center for AI Safety. Among the other signatories on the list, which runs into a couple of hundred experts from around the world, are Geoffrey Hinton, Emeritus Professor of Computer Science, University of Toronto, a pioneer in the field of deep learning and neural networks, Joshua Bengio, Professor of Computer Science, University of Montreal, MILA, a leading researcher in the field of deep learning and co-founder of the deep learning framework Theano, Demis Hassabis, CEO of Google DeepMind, an influential figure in the development of artificial general intelligence and deep reinforcement learning, and Dario Amodei, CEO of Anthropic, an expert in AI safety and ethics, focusing on aligning artificial intelligence systems with human values. In some news related to climate change, another planet-scale threat, India's state-run oil and natural gas corp has announced plans to invest 1 trillion rupees, or about $12.1 billion, by 2030 to increase its renewable energy capacity and reduce direct emissions. The company aims to scale up its renewable energy capacity to 10 gigawatts by 2030, a significant increase from the current 189 megawatts. ONGC's chairman Arun Kumar Singh said that while fossil fuel demand in India may continue to grow until 2040, the company is committed to balancing its portfolio with green energy projects. ONGC is aligning itself with India's target of achieving net zero carbon dioxide emissions by 2070. The company is also exploring around-the-clock renewable energy projects, offshore wind energy, and the production of green ammonia. In its traditional business, ONGC plans to invest 30,125 crore rupees in the upcoming fiscal year, primarily financed from internal accruals, Money Control reports. Amazon India has launched a limited introduction of bill payments at select restaurants using Amazon Pay, TechCrunch reports. The feature, currently available in certain areas of Bengaluru, allows users to make payments using various methods such as credit cards or debit cards, net banking, UPI, or Amazon Pay Later. Amazon India is offering discounts on bill payments at the listed restaurants. While it is unclear if the service will expand to other cities, food delivery competitors Zomato and Swiggy already offer in-restaurant payments and discounts, TechCrunch notes. Amazon's move is seen as an attempt to engage customers in India and overcome challenges in the country's regulatory environment, according to TechCrunch. China's domestically built passenger jet, the C919, completed its maiden commercial flight on May 28, marking a significant milestone in the country's ambition to challenge the aircraft manufacturing duopoly of Boeing and Airbus, Quartz reports. The Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, COMAC, developed the C919, which flew from Shanghai to Beijing with approximately 130 passengers on board. Despite facing delays and design flaws, COMAC has signed contracts for 1,035 C919 jets with several dozen customers. However, the C919 relies heavily on foreign technology, including crucial components such as engines, tires, and various aircraft systems sourced from companies in the US and France. While the C919 represents progress, it highlights the challenge of achieving a fully indigenized supply chain in the commercial aircraft industry, Quartz notes. And in some unicorn news in India's startup ecosystem, BlackRock, the world's biggest money manager, has slashed the valuation of Byju's, India's biggest edtech unicorn, by 62% to $8.4 billion in the March quarter, down from its previous valuation of $22 billion, the Hindu Business Line reports. This marks the second markdown by BlackRock, which holds a 0.9% stake in the company. The so-called funding winter and worsening macroeconomic conditions have prompted private investors to reduce valuations of several startup unicorns, with cuts ranging from 30 to 50% according to the report. Eruditus is another Indian edtech unicorn that recently saw its value reduced. The private shares fund, a US-based asset management company, has reduced Eruditus's value by 9% in the March quarter, resulting in a valuation of $2.9 billion, Money Control reported on May 29. Fidelity Investments recently slashed e-commerce company Meesho's valuation by 10%, while Janus Henderson and Neuberger Berman reduced PharmEasy's valuation by 50% and 22% respectively. Vanguard Group decreased ride-hailing services provider Ola's valuation by 35%, and SoftBank cut OYO's valuation from $10 billion to $2.7 billion. That's it for this briefing. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hariharakli. Thank you for listening.